Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read a verse in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 2. For you yourselves know the full well the day of the Lord will come, just like a thief in the night. And there's another verse that says, I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, be on guard, my son, for not sure how it words it, but for the Lord is coming and no one knows when is what the gist of it is. Anyway, and I've just been thinking about that quite a bit the last two or three weeks. Just nobody knows when he's coming back. And I heard a song that what it was talking about is if today was your last day, what would you do with it? Was the one of the verses. Would you forgive your enemies? What would you do with it? And that just got me to thinking, if today was my last day on earth? Because nobody knows when God's coming back or what's going to happen in the future. And I just was thinking about that, and then that got me to thinking, once I am gone, what do I want to be remembered as? What do I want people to remember me like? I had a couple customers this week. One lady was the sweetest little old lady I was working for. Probably one of my best customers. Just really nice, really happy to be around. And then the very next customer was a man that he griped the whole time. And at the end of the day, I was thinking back to the things that I'd done throughout the day, and I worked for that sweet little old lady and then that grumpy old man, and those were the two things that I remember about those people. And I want to be one of those people that people remember me by how good of a job I did or how nice of a person I was to work with. I don't want them to remember me as being a grumpy old man. So I just been thinking about that, how I want people to remember me and what I would do different if today was my last day. So just challenge everyone to just treat today like it was their last day. I know it's sobering, but it very well possibly could be. That's about all I had. Anyone have any prayer requests? Let's remember John and Linda and their daughter. All right, let's pray. Dear God, we come before you this morning. We ask you to be with John and Linda and their daughter as they're going through this hard time. Just be with them, strengthen their family, and just help them to do your will. We also ask you to help us be the people that you want us to be and be ready to meet you and be good to people while we're here on earth and just help each other out. We also ask you to be with David this morning and give him the words to say and give us the ears to hear. In your name, amen.